Hello.
Hi, Peter.
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Josh. I'm from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Is now a good time?
I'm at work currently, but I got a minute.
Okay, so fine. So that's perfect. We'll set up for tomorrow because it's after 5 minutes. I know you've been in touch with us, and I know there's an issue here getting the Social Security
Yes, I
getting the
have.
document that was needed.
So I spoke to Sheriff.
Sure, yeah,
Shira,
exactly. She told me.
Yeah, I spoke
Yes.
to Shira to get the documents. I had to make an appointment because my mom, unfortunately, she lost her ID, Social Security, and her Medicare card. And when she was in between the hospital and rehab, and we were just in the process of getting those things back, you can only make an appointment at the Social Security office, and it's their only availability for her to make an appointment was March 10th. I did ask for a copy, but they weren't sending it to the right address, and she can't get a change of address until she's in the office and officially changes it. They won't let you do it on the website. They won't let you do it over the phone.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got her. I did speak to her. I do have her bank statements, which does show her her Social Security deposits from 2020 up to, I think, last month, which I did. I have it on file. And she told me to write down any deposit or something or withdrawal that was over $500. She doesn't have any because her account only allows her to take out $400 at a time anyway. So, but I have that information. I know that was like something they asked for while we wait for the while we're waiting for her appointment to the Social Security office here. That's the only thing I have available currently.
Okay, so what time works? Let's just try. I just want to try to see if we can. I mean, I guess you spent time on the phone with the Social Security office.
I did. Yeah, I did. It's like you call them, and what they'll do is you can either wait like 80 minutes or so, or they'll call you back. And they called me back. I think I was on the phone for them for about a good half hour, 45 minutes last week, and I was just explaining them everything I'm in the process of trying to do for my mom, and it was like. Yeah, because they don't accept walk-ins at the Social Security office. You don't have an appointment. So, yeah, that's kind of just where I'm at. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we got to figure out some kind of shortcut over here. That's crazy. Okay, so what time are you available tomorrow?
Tomorrow, you can call me after, after 10 o'clock, after 10 a.m. I'll be home.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Okay, I'm setting up a reminder over here. Okay. Okay, let's see what we can do. Fine, thank you for all this effort over here. We'll get
right.
There, but
yep.
I'd love to do it faster. All right, have a good evening. We'll be in touch.
Yep, take
care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.